Thanks, Lauren. Reporting for Outside Sports, I'm Frank King here at the Everbank Field in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, where it is gorgeous. Temperature outside here is about 71 degrees, sunny skies. Wind is just slightly north by northwest, about 13 miles per hour varying. Great, great day for a great matchup. Georgia Bulldogs, Mark Richter's team heading up against the Florida Gators, and Will Muschamp, head coach out of there. As of December of last year, Mark Richter of the Dogs. This is his 11th season with the Georgia Bulldogs, and should be a great matchup. You know, just about 3 years ago, the Gators were number 5, defeated Georgia, which at that time they were number 8, 49-10, in front of a crowd of about 85,000 people at Jacksonville, at Jacksonville Stadium here. And so it looks to be a very fierce matchup today. John Brantley still healing from that high ankle sprain that he suffered. Usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks to heal, but he was very excited to get back on the job today. So the Gators won the toss-up. So here goes the kick. And it is received by Chris Rainey right out of the chute. Chris runs it to midfield, and he is brought down just before the 50-yard line. But there is a flag on the play. I know that Rainey, he hasn't quite realized it yet, but he's turning now. Looks like a little something went on between number 44. And here comes Matt Moore during the return, and it was number 44. Number 44, Leon Orr. It's a defensive tackle from Newport Richey, Florida, outside of Clearwater, Florida there. So unfortunately, Gators, they were holding a great place at midfield, but instead now they're going to have to start at their own 7-yard line. So Gators just coming out of their huddle, getting into position, Brantley taking a look left and right, and here goes the snap. It is to Brantley. Brantley throws. Number 28, Jeff Demps. And he's going. He's across the 20, the 30, the 40. He's heading to the 50, the 40, the 30. Brought down by number two, Brandon Boykin, center back from Fayetteville, Georgia. A gain of 72 yards. And this man has recently been called one of the fastest men in the world in football. And I wish you could have seen it. It was just amazing. So now we're back to first and 10, just before the 20-yard line, Dogs' 20-yard line. Brantley throws. Rainey was open about the 30-yard line, but tipped off right there off the fingers. So this now puts the Gators at their second and 10. And once again, Brantley throws. Once again, He had Rainey definitely open, and as a running back, he's just not designed to play that role. It was a perfect throw, but just not going to work when you've got Georgia right there coming at you. Of course, you know John Brantley. He's only had 12 turnovers in the last three games. He's decided if he's going to have that limp leg, he's going to have to make it up with some fast moves. And there goes another one. Just too fast for Rainey to get it. Missed him by about 2 or 3 yards. So this is now going to put them in a position where they're going to have to kick it, may try and make a field goal. Looks like the game is turning very sharply. Looked like it was in Florida's favor at first. Things have changed. There is the kick attempt. And it is missed by about 5 yards. Got to have some compassion on Brad Phillips, though. Injured 2 weeks ago against that game at Auburn. Not quite back in the game. So the game focus now has definitely shifted. When we come back after our break, it will be Georgia beginning the game on their side. They're going to see what kind of damage that they can do to the Gators in their own stadium today. I'm Frank King, reporting for Outside Sports, and we'll be back in just a moment.